This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Efforts to hold President Donald Trump accountable for his role in inciting the mob that overran the U.S. Capitol earlier this week gained momentum on Saturday. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of California, tweeted on Saturday afternoon that the articles of impeachment had 180 co-sponsors. No Republicans were among them. If the House were to impeach the president for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th. Democrats will take control of the Senate later this month. Democratic congressional leaders have also called on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which offers an alternative and perhaps quicker way to remove the president from office. Pence has not responded, but has reportedly told colleagues he does not favor such an action. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has called for Trump to resign, making her the first Republican senator to endorse a presidential resignation. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency has confirmed that debris from a passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. At a virtual press conference Saturday, a spokesman said officials are gathering all information on Sriwijaya Air Flight 182 and will start searching for the black box on Sunday. Indonesia's transportation ministry said the plane was en route to the island of Borneo. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service, said the Boeing 737 lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than 1 minute. This is VOA News. The Taliban warned Saturday that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's resolve to remain in office until the completion of his tenure is detrimental to peace talks aimed at finding a negotiated end to decades of war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's warning came on a day when its leaders held discussions in Qatar with representatives of the Ghani government on developing a joint agenda in what are officially known as intra-Afghan negotiations. The talks between the two Afghan warring sides have led to media speculation that Ghani might have to step down and let an interim government oversee the peace process. But the Afghan president has repeatedly vowed this week that he's legally bound to transfer power to his elected successor. The Taliban, in its commentary, said Ghani's insistence on clinging to power could obstruct the way to a negotiated and peaceful solution to the long Afghan war. A pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday has resigned, and more arrests were announced on Saturday as part of an investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol building. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, announced his resignation Saturday in a one-sentence letter to West Virginia's governor. He was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds and with disorderly conduct. If convicted, he faces a year and a half in federal prison. Richard Barnett of Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested Friday morning and charged with entering the office of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, where photos show him sitting in Pelosi's office with his boot up on a desk. He faces three counts: knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and theft of public property. That's all according to court documents released on Friday. He faces up to 1 year in federal prison if convicted. He's been arrested in Arkansas and awaits extradition to Washington. FBI Director Christopher Wray has said that the charges announced so far are just the beginning of the FBI's ongoing efforts to hold accountable those responsible for Wednesday's rioting. And Iraq has denounced as unacceptable a U.S. decision to blacklist the leader of a state umbrella group for mainly Iran-backed Shiite militia. Washington imposed sanctions Friday on Faleh al-Fayyad, the head of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces. The U.S. Treasury accused him of leading militia that killed hundreds of protesters with live ammunition during a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations in 2019. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.